Joe's Need to Know News, just interesting stories that you might want to know about, want to share with you. A pet parrot has used Amazon's Alexa to place an order with the shopping site.
Not shocking, but what did he buy?
The pet's owner received a $16 set of gift boxes from Amazon in the mail, but she didn't place the order. That's when she realized the African parrot had impersonated one of her conversation and placed the order using Amazon's smart speaker Echo while she was out. It didn't say what it was.
Empty gift boxes?
It said that they were just a, They were a set of gift boxes.
Yeah, so empty gift boxes. That's super random.
But maybe you could reuse it, though, but... God, if I had a parrot and it repeated some of the things I talked about, I'd have some weird stuff being delivered to my place.
Like what?
I'm not saying, but that'd be interesting. You guys are germaphobia, at least producer MYK, you're the biggest. Like, you're always wash.
Keeping it clean over here.
All right, this story is a little disturbing. Just, I'm going to throw that out there before I get to it.
All right.
Officials at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport are investigating a, quote, unusual substance found in soap dispenser in the North Terminal restroom last week.
Was it secret sauce?
You're getting close. Those who work at the airport say it's believed that the substance that was found was bodily fluid from a dude.
Nope.
Yep. Traveler Matthew Demmer said, quote, "So I just used the men's bathroom. I just washed my hands and come to find out this is a little disgusting."
Ew.
In a statement, the airport authorities say it takes health and safety very seriously at the airport. Sounds like it. The question now is, who would do such a thing? A woman who cleans the bathrooms at the airport says workers do not believe a passenger is responsible.
It's got to be a worker, I was going to say, because you would have to have a uniform to be in there messing around with stuff, like a maintenance uniform. And it's an airport restroom, so it's never dead. You know what I mean?
Well, they're saying, too, it has to be a worker or somebody, because you have to have access to it. It's locked.
Right.
It's not just like you can go, like, here at work, we can pop things open.
Exactly.
Some of them you can just pull on and they open up.
And if it was a plain clothed person messing around with the soap dispenser, someone would be like, hey, excuse me, what the heck's going on here? So it has to be an employee.
So do you not wash your hands anymore, or do you just have to always carry around a hand sanitizer of your own?
You never go to Detroit.
I resent that statement, being from there.
How much could possibly, like, be in there to fill up a soap dispenser?
I don't know. One-time user is just, like, saved up for a while.
There's enough that we know about the city of Detroit. We shouldn't want to go there anyway. And now this is just the icing on the cake. Don't go there.
What do you know about the city of Detroit?
Well, it's just, you know, all of it falling apart and all the crime and everything. It's like, why even go there? And then this on top of it? Like, no, man. You just got to wait it out.
It's making a comeback.
Gross.
It is. You don't even know what you're talking about. I'm moving on because I'm not going to let you bash my home state.
Gross.
The origins of Liar Liar Pants on Fire. They think they've discovered this. This is wonderful. Liar Liar Pants on Fire, obviously a popular phrase, but no one really knows where it came from.
Oh, I do. The movie.
What movie?
Liar Liar.
No. Farther back than that.
Is that too old?
I said it earlier. A linguist, there we go, traced Liar Liar without the pants on fire to the 1400s. Dang, it's way back in the day, as people would call each other that for using the phrase liar, liar, lick dish.
Lick what?
They would say liar, liar, lick dish.
Lick dish.
Lick dish.
Yeah. Lick dish. Yeah. Point
lick
down.
That, lick dish.
Oh, gosh. You think you always follow football players, Alex, based on their hotness, right?
Excuse me. Yeah, I was going to say, let's back up a second. I follow certain football players, a.k.a. Eric Decker.
What do you think
Julian
about Tom
Edelman,
Brady?
Hear that? This is
Tom
Alex's Brady. Fantasy football. She's fantasizing about all of them.
Fantasy football team.
So what
fire
do you think about
everyone on the Colts and then only hire Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Eric Decker.
Based on hotness.
What do you think about Tom Brady?
I like him.
All right. Did you guys hear what he says he does? He's got this whole book out now about health and how to be like the best athlete in person you can. But he says he doesn't get sunburn anymore. He used to all the time. He says he does that because he drinks so much water. He drinks 2.5 gallons of water a day.
Ew.
My bladder hurts. 2.5 gallons? That's like what, like 300 ounces?
I drink 2.5 gallons of water every 10 years. I can sip on the same water bottle, like a Dasani water bottle. I'm not joking you, for a month. It sits on my nightstand in my bedroom, and I sip a little bit of it night before I go to bed, and I don't have any other water any other time. That's it. Is that gross?
That's how long do you keep it?
It doesn't go bad. But a month or so.
Oh no, Alex.
What?
Because there's always little germs in your mouth, and you're backwashing for 30 days in a row.
I don't get sick. I'm not putting water in my mouth and squirting it back into the cup.
Inadvertently, I bet you are. Like just a little bit. All right, well, remind me never to ask you for water if I ever need any.
I don't think it's that weird.
All right, those are Joe's Need to Know news stories this morning on the Joe and Alex Show.